You are listening to Visit Longford, Ireland's hidden gem, the interview podcast series with tourism providers in County Longford.
Close to Keena Village in County Longford, not far from Ballymahon, is a very interesting site. The Corlay Trackway takes you back over 2,000 years to the Iron Age, and within the OPW-managed visitor site, which is open April to September, you will discover the preserved 80 metres of wooden trackway built across the bog. Trevor Winkworth caught up with Noel Carberry, a local guide, to learn more about this unique find on a windy afternoon recently.
I'm sitting with Noel Carberry at the Corlay Trackway, which is just outside Keena in County Longford. I was here last summer, so I understand it, but we're on audio, so I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But you can explain it because you know all about this.
Well,
so like we're in a bog. Noel will tell us which bog in a moment, but I suppose the simplest term, a way to, for me to understand is, it's a wooden platform that was built, you'll say when, long time ago, across the bog, and Noel has some thoughts on what the purpose was. So for the uninitiated, tell us all about the Corlay Trackway.
Right, thank you very much, Trevor. The trackway, it dates back to 148 BC. How can we be so accurate with the dates? Well, when the machines were working the bogs, basically supplying peat to the power station in Lanesborough, they came down to the level in the bog where these planks were laid out. And one of the workers at the time, he was doing a diploma.
These are planks of wood, by
planks
the way.
Yeah. Planks of oak, yeah. So he was doing a diploma in Galway University at the time, brought it to the attention of the powers that be. They came, took samples of the timbers, brought them up to Queen's University in Belfast, and they were able to accurately date the fitting dates of the timber samples taken along the 1 kilometre stretch from the autumn of 148 to the spring of 147 was the fitting
BC.
Dates.
BC. So we're talking of just over
2,000 years
ago.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing to think that you see, like, there's 18 metres of the trackway preserved within the building.
Which I've been to last summer. So it's been preserved, but then there's much more outdoor.
There's another 80 metres, which you don't see because it's over a metre down in the actual peat itself. And there's another modern-day trackway as such over. So as you're walking along that for the 80 metres, you're basically walking above
now,
the ancient one.
For people who haven't seen it, explain the trackway, because to me, it's wide. It's like an upside down railway track.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I've seen how they made it, like a hell of a feat, like a lot of trees were used.
Well, amazing. They reckon that over 400 large mature oak trees, like you're talking about trees that would have been maybe 150 to 200 years and growing. So if ever you had anything to do with timber, even to cut down a tree.
They'd no saws.
No saws. No, absolutely, yeah. You know, this was before we had the saw, you know, and they found evidence of where there was oak wedges used, because there was an oak wedge and there was a worn mallet as such underneath the timbers of the trackway as well. So they left a clue behind. It's basically like detective work.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, and all it is an interpretation.
But they built this across the bog.
Across the bog,
and it's very wide, so it must have been a reason. There must be some sort of thoughts as the reason.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's up to 4 metres in width. It's the widest of these structures that have been found in Europe so far.
Where else have they been found in Europe?
Well, in Lower Saxony, northern Germany, and Drenthe in the Netherlands, and very similar to the trackways that were discovered here as well. And it's amazing that there's one piece that was one of the support timbers, one of the runners underneath, just like a pole of ash that was found, and it was like an animal head, like almost like the head of a pig or wild boar, and fairly similar piece was found in the same way in a trackway in Lower Saxony, northern Germany. So you say, was it even maybe connections to the same tribe or whatever? We just don't know.
So they built this. Now you're thinking of the Hill of Uisneach is not far away.
That's right.
For somebody who doesn't know, tell the Hill of Uisneach.
Well, basically, it's the as they used to call it, the navel of Ireland. It is the centre of Ireland as such. But it predated Tara, as the seat of the High Kings. You know, so it was like the sacred centre as such.
And this might have been a path across the bog.
Yeah, it's on the line, if you can imagine. from the hill of Ishnat to Rathcrohan, if you follow the line of the trackway itself, it would lead you to basically the narrowest crossing point of the River Shannon in Lanesborough. And, you know, about what, 35 kilometres further on, you have the ancient site of Rathcrohan, which was the seat of the royalty of Connacht. So is it possibly, maybe, part of what was a connection between the two ancient sites?
And it must have been for traffic, because it's far too wide just for people to walk. It wasn't just for people walking.
No, it wasn't. It's up to 4 metres in width. Yeah, so it had to be meant for wheel vehicles, an army of people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Or was it for trade? Look,
We don't know.
First toll road out of Dublin, maybe.
Yeah. and then the bog generally here, just tell me a little bit about...
Well, this is, I suppose, in the centre of what was the Bord na Mona peatlands of Mount Dillon, Mount Dillon Bog. And sole purpose was to produce peat for the power station in Lanesborough, which just closed down recently there. So it was constantly working the bogs, taking layers off, like it was a milled peat, not your block peat and such. So this was burned in the power station and constantly taking layers. In 1984, and they came to the level where the timbers were at. So then they were taking samples, and they found that 148 BC, like Professor Raftery, who was the man in charge of the excavations at the time, he was from UCD, in his book Pagan Celtic Ireland, he says the enigma of the Iron Age. There's so little known about the Iron Age, so few finds really as well. But then when they came, this like land that had been worked over the years from the Neolithic Bronze Age, they found that it went back to scrubland and woodland. So people had left the area. There was no evidence of where people had lived. Like up to this time, it was only afterwards that they identified the first Iron Age dwelling as such. You know, so it looked like people disappeared from the land.
Right.
So this is why it's an amazing find, really. You know. And as you said as well, the width of the trackway, it had to be meant for an army of people.
Yeah, it's not
whatever.
Just people, individual. Mm. And I'm guessing, we don't know, but there must be a hell of a lot more stuff under the bogs.
Which, this is it. And it's the amazing thing about the bogs, they're a treasure trove, really, for archaeologists.
Slightly different, you have the Cage of Fields up in Mayo.
Absolutely, yeah.
The stone,
yeah.
The cottages. And
absolutely.
The buildings. So similar, where you suddenly, you're discovering a previous world.
Absolutely. And the beauty of the bogs as well is that organic material is preserved. And of course, we all know about the bog bodies that have been discovered over the years. Like, you know, to see something organic from 2,000 years ago is amazing. Like, you know, like even foodstuffs like the bog butter that has been found as well.
Yeah.
You know, clothing of the time as well.
And we probably don't know what's around us.
No, absolutely, no. We could have...
It's under somewhere.
Some relations later.
So what, for people who want to visit, it's slightly out of the way. So we just saw it's Keena, which is, I see, Ballymore...
Ballymahan, absolutely, Ballymahan. So we're like just off the Ballymahan Lanesborough Road.
Road.
It's like you take in, or you can come into coming from Longford as well. It's just out from the village of Keena itself. So we're less than from the Royal Canal. We're less than 2.5 kilometres.
We've been to your history and a little bit of Ireland from 2,000 years ago. This is the place to drop
absolutely,
by and have a visit.
And as well as that, like, you know, what the bogs that Bord na Mona have abandoned now, they're just back to nature, and you have walkways going all the way around the bogs, and it links up with the Royal Canal Greenway now as well.
All right, so that's another thing to explore.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, in the middle of nature, you could say. Yeah.
Okay, look, thanks, Noel.
Thank you, Trevor.
Sounds like something well worth visiting. And as Noel mentioned, you are close to the Royal Canal Greenway and surrounded by bogland with various walks and trails to explore in the region, which Longford Tourism will be only too happy to assist you with. Thank you for listening to this episode of Visit Longford, Ireland's Hidden Gem podcast, brought to you by Longford Tourism, recorded by In Hand Guides.